Are you crazy? Are you crazy? You any more?
We're all psychos.
Fucking crazy, man.
With Dylan Paladino.
Hey, dude, we're in it, man. Yes, and you know, I'm gonna be honest with you guys. Okay, first of all, it's hot. We're coming in hot, and you know, we usually come in hot, but we're coming in hot, especially today, because I'm gonna be honest with you guys. I didn't think I was gonna record this today. You know, it's late on Sunday. I gotta go to sleep soon. But dude, here's what happened. Also, it's echoey as fuck because I didn't set up the blankets, and we're just gonna have to deal with that, okay? Sometimes there's adversity in life, and you deal with it, and you get through it, and it makes you appreciate the sunnier days. And the sunnier days are when there's less echo in my in my podcast. Shouldn't have done that right into the mic. But dude, I'm gonna be honest with you guys. I didn't want to do this, okay? And it has nothing to do with wait, why are there two mouses on this screen? The fuck? Okay, distracted already. Dude, I didn't want to do this, man. All right, and it has nothing to do with you guys. It was late, and I was like, I gotta get up tomorrow, and I don't know if I'm gonna have the energy for it. And I want to give these guys a good product. And then guess what, dude? Guess what hit? I had caffeine late, okay, and I wasn't planning on it hitting, and I just had a little bit more. And dude, that shit fired my engines up and was like, Dylan, what the fuck are you talking about, bro? You're about to go record this podcast. You're going to release it late, but it doesn't matter because people on the West Coast are going to listen to it. That's going to chill them out as they go to sleep tonight. And if not, people on the East Coast, they're going to wake up on Monday. They're going to be like, oh shit, I didn't think I was going to get one yesterday, but now I have one in the morning and it's going to rev me the fuck up. And it's Monday. And I'm here to be like, it's Monday, dude. Woo! Yeah, it's Monday, dude. And it's echoey, dude. And that's okay. Scream in your apartment. Scream in your house. Like I'm screaming right now, dude. My neighbor is going to knock on the door. So maybe I'm not going to scream as much today. But, dude, I did it, man. That shit revved my engines up, all right? And anyone who talks shit about, like, dude, caffeine, it just makes you better. Okay? And those people that are like, oh, I do it without caffeine. That's fucking fine, dude. All right? But I've talked about this before. You're not as fun, probably, if you did drink caffeine, is what I'm just saying. Coffee, I mean, my dad doesn't drink it. He probably would be more fun if he did. I don't know. Most of the people that I like do and are mildly addicted to it, and you know those other people that are like, oh my God, well, if you can't do it with caffeine, then hey, dude, you want to know what? You could push a car without gas in it, and it'll still move. But guess what, man? Gas is gonna make that shit work better, all right? That's what I'm saying. And then that analogy, it kind of works. It works enough for people listening to be like, yeah, you know what? I'm with that. And that's what this is. We're just with it. And it's good, man. And I'm happy I get to do this with you guys. I'm happy I get to, I just get to be here and talk to all of you. And, you know, slow myself down, too, so that you guys can hear every word that I enunciate. Because a lot of times, your boy doesn't enunciate, okay? I'm talking at the speed of sound. I'm talking at the speed of sound, which means I'm talking so fast that sometimes I break the sound barrier with my own lips. And then there's a sonic boom, and you guys can't hear that, okay? But it's a really mini sonic boom, but it's enough for my words to not be enunciated. That makes sense. Kinda, dude. Since the guy trying to talk shit to a girl, I'm like a sonic boom with my lips, girl. Gross. So gross. Guys, even though a lot of girls would like to be eaten out by many more dudes, the way guys talk about it, usually it's fucking nasty. Yeah, I got a lot of different random shit that I want to talk about that I want to get out for you guys quick. I don't really feel like a lot happened this week news-wise that I want to talk shit about. New shows and shit. I don't know. I'm watching the show because sometimes I like to tell you guys about the shows I'm watching because I watch good shows. This show on Netflix, dude, it's called The World's Most Wanted. It's pretty good. All right. There's a lot of fucked people out there, and some of them are still on the loose. And it's crazy how, honestly, like people that break the law and they only do it a little bit, like robbing. Stealing. What's the difference between robbing and stealing? I know what the difference is. Why did I just ask that? Robbing is when someone's there. Stealing is, you know, there's no one there and you just steal from their place. robbing, stealing, maybe like one murder, some battery, all that shit. Like a lot of those people get caught. Not all of them. A lot of them are still out there. Okay. And then like the top, you know, the people that are murdering a lot of them, they get caught too. But then it's like the mass murderers half the time don't get caught. I mean, dude, the Golden State Killer was out there for like 30 years. There are a lot of people that don't, but then some of them get caught. But then the top people, they get away with that shit. Like for a long time. This dude that helped finance the Rwandan genocide, was just out there for like until he was 85. So by the time they took him in, he's like, I mean, whatever, I'm dead soon. You know? I mean, he still didn't want to die, but still. All these people are like still at large. The head of the Mexican cartel, El Mayo, which is so funny because I know El Mayo doesn't mean mayonnaise in Spanish, but it just, whenever I hear it, I just think of the mayo. El Mayo's out. This chick, Samantha Luthwaite, I don't know, she did a bunch of, helped with a bunch of terrorist attacks. And I'm only three in. There's two more. There's some Russian mafia dude. And then, I don't remember who the last one is. But, dude, they're just all out there. It's almost like if you're going to commit crime, you might as well just go all the way with it. I mean, I'm not suggesting that anyone commit crime or do any of that fucked up shit. But sometimes you look at this and you go, why is it that the people that are killing it, I mean, literally and figuratively, why is it the people that are the best at it, why aren't those motherfuckers getting caught? Like, and that's just a rant about world being unfair, I guess. I don't know. It's a good show, though. It's a really good show. On that show, and the show I finished, dude, that I talked about with Maggie, that's going to be released, I think, next week. Maggie Lally, we had her back on, is Love on the Spectrum, dude. I love this show. I love Love on the Spectrum, and I specifically love Michael. I love Michael. And I talked about him in the last episode, and I brought up a clip of him, but I'm going to bring a clip of him again, dude. Michael, what is it? Love on the Spectrum. I love this dude. He is the best. He's the fucking best, dude. Let's play this shit.
The challenges that you face, Mike, I think a lot of other people face too, to struggle at some point or another to find, like, proper love.
But for some strange reason, I don't seem to recall Adam having any problems. Like,
yep, dude, calling sister out on the bullshit right there. She's trying to be nice and be like, oh, you know, everyone has these problems. Then he's like, my brother doesn't. That's what I'm talking about, dude. Straight up, just no bullshit, call someone out. Don't try to be nice to me and talk down to me. Just be like, hey, it's harder for you, dude, probably because you have autism and it's harder for a lot of people to understand someone that's on the ADS, okay? Say that, but instead he's like, nah. That's what I love about him. He's like, nah.
That's because we're all different, Mike.
Mm-hmm. But Michael, you've seen over the past few years how it just hasn't worked out for me either. Like, it just turns to shit.
And you know what's great? Everyone else at this dinner table that's watching or that's at the dinner table with Michael, they all know that they're on camera and are doing that subtle thing that we all do when we're on camera, that where we change a little bit. Michael, 100%, doesn't give a fuck. As far as I can tell. I haven't been around him without the camera on, but it really seems like he doesn't care and is like, they go, okay, Michael, so you need to pretend like we're just going to film dinner and just act like there's no one here. And everyone else, when they hear that, they go, okay, but in the back of their heads, they're like, but I mean, I'm not going to say what I would say if no one was here. And Michael goes, okay, I'm going to say what I'm going to say.
It's also because a lot of people our age aren't interested in commitment. They're only interested in intercourse.
Yep.
Yeah.
True.
It's true.
Oops.
Dad, did you drop your food?
Yeah, and also, I also noticed with a lot of girls your age, Liv, when they're still in high school, they only want a boyfriend.
For intercourse.
Not just for intercourse, but also.
He's like, yes, true, but there's more.
Bodyguard and as a sugar daddy.
I love it, dude. And he kind of is like, why are you guys laughing? He's like, I get it, but also, everything I just said was true.
Family needs a Michael. It just adds something different.
Hell yeah. Michael, dude, here's why I love Michael. He's super honest. He's super straightforward, and he's so sincere. Everyone on the show is sincere. Here's why you need to watch this show. Everyone on this show is so sincere, and they just want to find love, dude. And that's the thing I love the most about this show, is that it's bringing to light the struggles that people with autism on the autism spectrum, whatever the right way to say it is, people on the spectrum, what they have to go through, and how a lot of people don't even consider how much harder it is for them to date. And some of them don't even consider whether they want to find a girlfriend or boyfriend. And every single one of them is like, yeah, I think about it all the time. Like, I want to find love. It'd be nice to. And everything they say, dude, is it's all of what we feel. It's all. So that's what's good about it as well, is it's just like a reminder compared to all those other dating shows. All the other ones, there's all this pretense. There's all these insecurities and all the shit that people talk about and the reasons they give. And even though they're being vulnerable, they like aren't fully vulnerable. They aren't fully out there. Everyone on this fucking show is just like, I want to find love. It's one of the most important things in my life. I'm lonely. It would feel really good to have someone else. And that's the most human shit you can say, because it's true and we all feel it. And you watch this and you go, damn, dude, I actually wish I could be as straightforward as them. Like, they're going on a date and then it ends. And they're like, how are you feeling? The guy's like, fine. And he's like, oh, okay. And then he goes, you know what? I'm actually pretty let down. This, I'm bummed. I don't feel really good about this. And he's just, and there's no like, help me. He just sits in it, man. And that's a healthy way to deal with those emotions. And they admit that they're not good at dating about some things. They admit that something isn't going right, but they just push on, dude. And Michael, dude, he has these two little ducks. And he's like, when you're looking for love, you got to push the ducks to look towards each other and put them on the side of your bed. He's just a hopeless romantic, bro. And I love that. And I fuck with that probably because there's a side of me. That's a part of me that's in there. And I see that and I'm like, hell yeah, dude. I should let that side out of me more. And it also just to show, like, you watched all the tips they're giving and you're like, we should all be doing this more. Why are we not looking for all these like clues? Or not clues, but like these signs about whether a date is going well or not. We're all like so worried. We're all too worried about like hurting the person's feelings or making a decision too soon or like all these things that are going through our head. When in reality, they're like, oh, you know what? They don't like all these things that I like. There's nothing wrong with them. It's just not going to work out. And they shake hands at the end. Amazing. No awkwardness. No weird like, do I hug? Do I kiss? They just go, well, it was nice seeing you. We should do this again. And then they shake hands. And you're like, yeah, dude, you guys barely know each other. Unless it's going amazing, shake that person's hand. It's a great show, man, for real. Some of the dates are so chaotic. And everyone's emotions are just out there. Everyone on that show, at least from what I was seeing, was more open, honest, and vulnerable with their feelings and how they were feeling about dating than most people I've met in my life. They're just like, yeah, it's hard. Or that didn't go well. I feel weird. I don't really like them. Dude, everything, man. Everything's out there. And that show straight up made me almost want to cry when I watched it. Because it's just so pure. For real. You will watch it. It's so pure. And it's great, man. It's just fucking great. I don't know what else I have to say about it. It's just that it's great. And then I think you guys should watch. And you'll feel better and it'll make you happy. Guarantee it'll make you happier, especially in the episodes with Michael. I wish the entire series was about Michael. But they could only do like two about him. They had to focus on the other people. But it's great. There's a couple of people on there that kind of annoy me, but it's going to be with people like that everywhere. It made me be like, I'm dating wrong, honestly. I was like, why am I trying so hard? And it's not even that I tried super hard. It's just like, why am I trying to make shit work? So that's like half of the problem with dating, is that you go on dates and then on the date, at least for me. I don't know. On the date, you're like, is this working? Is this not working? Like, how do I feel about this person? Can I make this work? You just are, you're like just trying to make it work because you want it to work. When you go on a date with someone, ostensibly, don't know where I pulled that word from. Ostensibly, you're like, I want this. Every date you go on, you should want it to be like the last date you go on. Unless you're not looking for anything serious. But if you're looking for something serious, you should be like, I hope this is the last date I ever go on for a while. Maybe not ever, but if you're at that, that's what you should be thinking. Or that's like, not the pretense, but that's the like unsaid desire. Because you hope this person works out. But I think a lot of times we go on dates and we go, let me see if this person interest me at all, instead of let me fully try, or not even try. See, that's the thing. It's a trying then, because you don't want to try, but you want to go in open to it truly working out, you know? So you got to play this weird game of like being fully open and not trying to make it work, but trying enough and being engaged and not going to the bathroom and going on Tinder, which I've heard about a lot of people doing, my friends doing. I've gotten notifications while I'm on a date. And I'll admit it, I've been in the bathroom, I've been going to take a piss, and then I've seen one and been like, oh, that's cool. You know? It's like we can't even focus on the one person that we're with at that moment because there's always this thought in our head like, oh, maybe this one will work better. I don't know. She laughs kind of weird that one time that you noticed, when in reality there's all this other good shit. I don't know. And that showed me like, dude, just be sincere. All right? Stop trying to make shit work when it's not. Finish the date. Ask yourself before you go on to the second date, do I really want to see this person again? Or am I just trying to make it work because of whatever? Because of whatever notion I have of what this should be or how long these dates should take, you know? Or do I have is something moving me to go there, dude? And that just got really intense and serious. And you know, that happens. Yes. Trying not to scream because it's 9:48. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Guy that smokes too much. Let's see some videos that'll make us feel better. Oh, dude, my brother did 23andMe, and apparently I'm like 50% British, which I didn't know at all, and wasn't expecting. I'm only like 25% Italian and like 20% Irish and then like 30% German, dude. By the way, those numbers don't add up, but I think it's 50 Irish Italian, 50 British Irish, 30 German, like 23% Italian or somewhere around there. Not what I thought or I think I look like. Maybe a little bit of German. No one like wants to look German, even though not every single German person is a Nazi, but like as soon as you hear German, you just like think, okay, really bad. I guess I'm a little bit German, dude, which is weird. And he's so weird. I'm so dumb, dude. So when he told me that I was, when we were German, I was like, oh, you know what? I do like sauerkraut. like that is an indication that I have German blood, that I'm like, oh yeah, like sauerkraut and Wiener Schnitzel. Like that means that I'm a German. The fact that I like those things means that it's in my blood and it's going so. And I always knew that there was a German part of me. There's a Hansel in me and I didn't even know he was there. But now he is. And I can talk like this. And now I can make a bunch of German jokes because I can go, hey, I'm 30% German. Come on, guys, yeah. And I don't know what kind of German guy that is, but he's better than the Und. Oh, where are you going? Come back here. Yeah, and Irish and British. Someone said one of the accents I did on here was Irish, and I'm like, it's not. I think they were Irish, but still. Oh, here's a good video. Yo, I like Bernie. I'm not going to get really political, don't worry. Regardless of what you thought. I always thought Bernie seemed like a pretty straightforward dude, even though maybe I didn't agree with all his policies, whatever. I saw him in interviews, and I was like, he seems like a decent guy. He seems straightforward. He seems like he cares about the American people and, like, wanted. Even if you don't agree with what he was doing, it seemed like he really wanted to help. And he's been doing shit to try and help for a long time. And then I saw this video of him, and I went, if he had just... If politicians were more real like this video, I honestly think they would win. Because this is some real shit. This is some, oh, he is a real person and has a real relationship with... Here, he's like about to go on for, I think, at the DNC. I didn't watch it. I had better things to do. And by better things, I mean play piano and video games. He's about to go on the DNC, and someone... Number one, I don't know why... He must have okayed this to be released, because it shouldn't be being recorded before you go on and then it be released by you. But he's about to go on, and his wife is like telling him to stand up straight, dude. It's awesome.
Just stand up straight. Stop it. Enough.
Stop. Dude, it's so quick. It's so quick. But he's like, stop it. Enough. Like, and he's just getting exasperated with his wife. But it's, dude, it's how we all are. With our best friends and in our family and stuff. And it shows that he's a real person. He's not just someone giving talking, like just spouting out talking points on some pulpit somewhere. He's a real dude that gets annoyed with his wife and, you know, goes overboard and is like, enough, like, you know. But everyone's scared to falter like that because they don't want to get critiqued. But this is some real shit. This makes me go, oh yeah, dude, he can actually get upset. Instead of, the only time you see someone get mad is when it's with their opponent. And even that feels forced. And it's got like this weird smugness to it where it's like, well, actually, but this is... Just stand up straight. And she's like, stand up straight, dude. That's such a wife thing to say too. Or husband. That's such like someone that she's saying in a way that she's told it to him a million times. And she loves him, dude. She just wants him to look the best. He's about to be on national TV. But she's doing it in that way where she doesn't have to be nice about it. She's just like, come on, stand up straight. Like, she said it to him 1,000 times. And maybe they got in a fight earlier about, like, he ate the last scone or something and she was upset about it. So now she's been holding in that annoyance and anger, and she's going to get at him for this. But it's so...
Stop it. Enough.
Get off my ass.
Enough.
Stop. She's definitely on the side just like, thank you. Then she does that thing. Stand up. And then she puts her hands together. Thank you. And then mouths thank you like way too aggressively. Thank you. That's all I wanted. Comes up and like pushes his hair to the side. Yes, dude. Yes. That's real. The only thing better would have been if he was like, get off my ass. Are you fucking kidding? I'm about to go. That would have been the best. If he was like, I'm about to go live. Come on. Sweetheart. Are you serious? That would have been. Enough.
Stand up straight. Stop it. Enough. Enough.
Stop. I love it, dude. I love it. That's the kind of shit that we need. Next time, so take a note from... This is how you get ready to go live, and this is Kamala Harris. Okay. I bet you this isn't gonna be fun, but... Someone posted this to Kamala. Let's see.
And do it like a pot of water, a couple bay leaves, a little sugar, a little couple peppercorns. You could even do a little slice of orange, something like that. Oh, yes. Hi. Yes, I'm here. Okay. I'm going to talk about a recipe while you're checking. Is that okay?
What is...
She'll tell me if I'm annoying her.
Okay.
Hey, how you doing?
What is...
Hi.
This one. No, this is the same shit.
So, Nick, if you're doing... Okay. Nick, but a dry brine is easier. and okay, do it right yeah. for 24, but 48 hours is best if you can, if you have the time. Make sure you guys getting a fresh turkey.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's being delivered and tomorrow. So just
see, I think she knows she's on camera though, because the camera's right in her face. That's the difference though, dude. That's the difference. This is still, you know, it's still good seeing them like this because you just go like, all right, this is a real person, not just someone who's, you only see him talk. But like, she's looking at the camera, looking at her. It's just, nah, dude. Bernie is great because he, that camera's in front of him, but he like doesn't know that it's rolling yet. That's the real, nah, he's the realest one.
1 minute out. I have one
okay,
minute.
Yeah.
Kosher salt, fresh ground pepper. Maybe chop up a little thyme.
I mean,
and just and then okay. you can mix it even with okay. So do the salt and pepper all nah, over it, like,
nope.
like just like lather that baby up, right?
Nah, with, yeah,
on
yeah.
the outside in the
camera. Nah, see, this is nah, this is put on. This is put on. This is put on. And whoever posted this, nah, dude, next time should take a note from Kamala. This is how you get ready to go live. Nope, nah, this is fake. She knows she's on camera. It's not the same thing. Sanders is like, get the fuck away from me. That's real, dude. That's the kind of shit you want to see in people, where you can see them get upset and lose their cool in a, like, understandable way, not in a psychotic way. But, you know, Bernie's not going to win. Nothing's ever going to happen with him, and he's too old, so the DNC fucked him over twice. And I think you can agree with that if you're on either side, right? Yeah, probably. I don't think anyone that listens to me is... what would you call them? Establishment Democrat? Yeah, I don't think any of those are. Let's watch another video. Dude, okay, yeah. This is what I love about New York, is that people want to get down and they will find a way. And this video proves that shit, okay? This shit is... Fuck yes, dude. In the middle of the Bronx, obviously, a bunch of Hispanic, Spanish, Latina, Latinx, whatever you want to call, like, a bunch of Latina girls killing it in the Bronx. They opened up a fire hydrant, and they're just twerking in front of a car with the light, they're twerking in front of a car with the headlights on, wet as fuck to some banging ass reggaeton music, dude. I love this, dude. A lot of times when people are like online twerking and shit, you're like, this is whack. This is, no. This is fucking sick. Everyone's getting down, they're partying, dude. And this is that OD over the top shit. I like this. I wish this should be the WAP music video, is honestly this. They're killing it. Let's go, dude. And their asses are huge. I mean, this is insane. Not social distancing, obviously, but you know what? For this, for protest and for this, this should be okay. Like, wild, bro. Of course, it's on Hood site. And there's one girl, I'll let you watch. There's one girl who is a lot better than all the other ones. And she's killing it. I think in the next slide, it's yeah. Okay. So someone else took a video from a different angle, and it shows how many people are there. It's a lot of people. And then he captioned it, not gonna lie, the one in the shorts be fucking it up. And she is, dude. Is that a ring light? Oh, so it was, I mean, it's tight, dude. I mean, maybe this is for a music video. It might be. But I would also just believe this is in the Bronx on a Saturday night. Fuck yeah, dude. This is what I love about people. I actually love this about people. I love it when people are like, I don't give a shit. Stuff is going really bad. Now, before I say anything else, they should be social distancing. Okay? Yes, they're outside, so that makes it better. But they still should be social distancing. It looks like a lot of them are. All right. But this is perseverance, dude. Okay? This is getting it no matter what. Having a good time. Oh, shit. We don't have the club? We can't go out? Oh, we want to shoot our own music video? We want to shoot our own WAP wet-ass pussy music video? Let's go get a big-ass wrench, open up a fire hydrant, and twerk our asses for a ring light and a couple steady cams. Yeah. I love this, dude. I love this. I'm going to watch it again. It's just going to make me happy. In the middle of the street. People just screaming for no reason. I don't even know if these girls even know each other. They might not. They just all felt the music and they go, we got to shake our asses. They're just killing it, dude. And there's four. And there's one girl in the front that's like not really with them, but she's still having a good time. Dude. I mean, their shoes are getting like, that girl's Vans, her high top Vans are like getting completely soaked. That's commitment, dude. This girl has no shoes on. That was probably smart. Even though it's on the streets of New York City, but like the water's going to wash it away. That's smart, dude. That's hell yeah, dude. Let's go, man. This girl also though in the shorts kind of looks like she was ready for this. Like who wears those shorts of shorts? Just like out. I don't know, but that's dope. Dude. And the song's good. A lot of people watching. It doesn't matter, man. It makes me happy. It makes me happy when people just go, I'ma get it. And they get it. And they have a good time. And this no matter what. I like that, dude. Then if you go to Hood Site and you go Dylan Paladino's podcast promotes people to go to hoodsite.com. Go to hoodsite.com because it's like girls-twerking-putting-on-show-the-Bronx. That's guy. Go to https://hoodsite.com/girls-twerking-putting-on-show-the-Bronx/. And go in there to see that right now. That would be me on the news. Because if I had a news show, I would just keep talking about this. Tonight, our top story. Four thick-ass girls in the middle of the Bronx were twerking with a fire hydrant going off. Now, some people are complaining that they were using water that some people needed to drink. But you know what? As one bystander put it, fuck it. They are really fucking it up. You know? And those are all the stories for tonight. We're going to do that, and that's pretty much it. We're going to play that video for about 45 minutes so you guys can see the one in the red shorts. Not going to lie, she be fucking it up. Getting her Vans dirty with it does not matter because this is girls-twerking-on-the-Bronx. Girls-twerking-putting-on-show-the-Bronx. Hoodsite.com. I wish I could enunciate for Hoodsite. It'd be the best. I mean, a lot of their shit is really fucked up. And not safe for work. So if you guys go to the website, be careful. But I like seeing some of the messed up shit that's on the website. Because it reminds you how evil the world is. And weirdly, it makes me feel better. Yeah. Because I see how messed up the world is and I go, didn't happen to me today, so why am I complaining? Yesterday, I didn't get a big tip on a job I did, and I said, hey, you know what? I could have gotten shot in the fucking eyebrow, so it's okay. Everything's going to be okay. I see people, I only know how to segue into this. I wrote down. Here's what I wanted to talk about. One of the things I wrote down. People that are friends with their exes. I don't believe that you really love that person a lot. Because if you did, and you're really into them, and you put all you want into that relationship, it should probably hurt you to see that person after that. Because they ripped a part of you out when it ended. Whether you did it or they did it. A part of you was still ripped out because you were fully connected to them. These people that are friends with their exes, I go, oh, well, you just didn't really like that person that much, which is fine. We all have those relationships. But for you, for someone that's like, oh, I'm friends with all my exes. Oh, well, you don't know how to love, I guess. There are people that, now you know what? Yeah. All my exes, it doesn't mean I can't be friendly with them. I'm not cordial with them, but I'm not going to hang out with them because all I'm going to be thinking about is we used to date and have sex on a normal basis, and I used to think you were the most important person in my world. Kind of weird to just chill with you after that and then hear about you fucking some other girl or guy. Not really my thing, dude. Okay? Now, the thing is, once you have a relationship and you break up and then you get into another legit relationship, if you see that person from two relationships earlier, it's probably not going to be that bad because you've moved on with someone else. Okay? But if you see that person that you were just with and then you feel nothing, damn, dude. I don't know if you were fully in it, is what I'm saying. I mean, maybe you fully got over it and you worked through all of it, but I kind of feel like if you were fully in it and you committed and you were in it for like over a year and a half or 2 years and gave your life into that, you're not going to ever want to see that person again. Straight up. You shouldn't have to. You're not going to want to ever see that person again. You don't want to be friends with them. That's why people fucking should be blocking their exes and shit. Like, why are you going to their website? And guess what, dude? Their Instagram, not their website. I mean, you could go to their website, but what are they, an actor? Guess what, dude? I'm guilty of it. I've searched those past people, and I don't know why I do it, all right? I think you do it because it makes you feel bad, and for some reason, sometimes you like feeling bad because you're feeling something at all, and it's a really weird thing that a lot of us humans do, and I don't know why we do it. But if you're friends with your ex, dude, I truly don't understand. I mean, maybe you guys can message me and tell me how you got through it, but I cannot imagine dating someone for a long time and then chilling with them. It makes me angry to think about that right now. Like all my exes, none of which I want anything bad to happen to, but thinking about hanging out with them sounds horrible. No way, dude. Are you kidding me? I barely want to hang out with my friends. I want to hang out with my ex? Nah. If you're hanging out with your ex, you still want to be with them, dude. Straight up. And you got to come to terms with that. You got to figure out, what am I going to do? Am I going to be with them? Or am I going to completely let this go? Because I have too many people that are like, oh, I'm still friends with my ex. I'm friends with all my exes. That's such a red flag for me. I'm still friends with all my exes. Oh, so you've never had a real relationship then, I guess, like a true long-term one. And that's fine. I mean, I'm sorry. I do not understand anyone that is friends and chills with any of their exes. Any person that I've had any kind of relationship with, it's like, you know what? That was great. I personally can now not have a platonic relationship with you because you've had that fucking passport stamped, that shit, and it cannot be unstamped. It's different if you just hook up with someone. There's a couple of people that I've just hooked up with that I'm chill with, hang out with, it's fine. But you still think about it. Once you've crossed that line, there's still always like, I mean, we could hook up again. They're like, that one's going down tonight. Like, maybe, you know, that thought always finds its way in, dude. It just like flies in and it's like, maybe you'll fuck again. Oh, you both are getting kind of drunk. She looked at you a little bit longer than usual. It was actually kind of fun. She might be cool. Dude, all that. And then you go, no. I don't want, oh, but maybe another drink of alcohol. Oh, that actually is a good idea. And then it happens, and then you have to deal with the repercussions of that, or they're not down, and that's even more uncomfortable. You know? Hasn't really happened to me a lot because I'm pretty smart about I'm not hopscotching, all right? I don't play hopscotch with my life. I go to one side or the other. I ain't flip-flopping. I'm not on the fence with you when it comes to relationships and hooking up. Either we're getting down and there's hoes in this house and we're getting that WAP, or we're chilling, and you're telling me about problems with other dudes, and I'm trying to fucking help you out, okay? And I don't want anything to do with you, because that's the adult mature thing to do. Fuck, it's for kids to go back and forth and play. I mean, and there's gonna be times in your life when you do that, and it's fun, and you do it, but not for me anymore, dude. Not for me. Decent rant, not the best one. Still did it though. Big breath. You guys heard about this guy Flippy the robot, or is it Floppy? Flippy the robot. Flippy the robot. Flippy the burger flipping robot. Flippy the burger flipping. Not 2018. Fucking see this guy. Just, I got like an ad about this, and I was like, oh, yo. Robots, this shit is so funny when robots flip. Just like, it always just looks weird. They're like two, like.
The future of fast food just got an upgrade with the invention of a robotic short order cook with an affinity for flipping burgers.
The way they just like take their time, they're like, and they just like look. They couldn't make it more fluid. It just seems, it's so. Just some hot girl who's helping out with it.
And Flippy is a kitchen assistant, and the creators are careful to point out that humans will still play a vital role in eateries.
Oh, dude, the way he puts
roll
the
out one of their bots as final assembly of the burgers, for example, is still best left up to a human.
Yeah, final assembly now. Oh, this background music is horrible. Together, you make food. Flippy. I thought this would be funnier. There's literally nothing funny about it. It's just some dude flipping burgers. And you know what, dude? Sometimes you have those thoughts and you go, should we do this? And then you're wrong. You're straight up wrong. Oh, yo. This guy. Yeah, this is what I want to end on. Because we're at 41 minutes and it's a chill 41 minutes. And, you know, we did this today and it's a nice shorter episode and it feels good. And I'm happy I did it, and I'm happy I got hyped up to do it, dude, because that's what this is about, getting you guys hyped up. It's this guy, Tyler J. Cameron. I think he's from, what is he from, The Bachelor? ABC Food Tours? I don't know. I don't know what he's from. I think he's from The Bachelor. Yeah, I mean, so here's the thing with these super hot dudes. It's so funny. He does this video where it's like,
I love someone else.
You think you know me? Y'all don't have a clue.
Yo. I just wanted to make fun of this real quick. Is that like, this is when someone doesn't know what it means to actually be funny, or honestly, really even like have a personality. This guy is so hot. He's from either The Bachelor or Bachelorette. I don't know what it is. Some ABC reality show. And I guess he's launching his YouTube channel. Channel intro and 10-minute Q&A. Let's have some fun. Oh, okay. It's all happening on a whole new TC level. Let's go, bro. I was so pissed during that episode. Someone's like, ugh, using Hannah for views, I see. Shut the fuck up. He cuts from that video to him just in a bathtub, which, why are you in a bath? Like, makes no sense. And then he like takes a bunch of bubbles and blows them at the camera and is like, you don't know who I am. Blows the most bitch shit ever and blows bubbles at the camera. Like, dude, that's someone that's like, oh, I'm gonna launch my channel. What should I do? We should show the video where I get rejected and then make a joke about it while I'm in a bubbly bath and I blow. Like, dude, what the what?
I love someone else.
Pauses it, not at the same time. looks at the camera, hair slicked back. Just.
You think you know me?
No, I mean, no. I don't think anyone did. Him in a bath. Why? Who takes a bubble bath anymore? I mean, maybe if you're like. I mean, dude, I'm all for baths. I just don't know about bubble baths.
Y'all don't have a clue.
Y'all don't have a clue. I mean, bro, what are you doing? And then the background, like, and he laughs at the camera, like, oh, dude, I'm so quirky and have, and I'm awesome. I'm so cute, dude. That's what he's thinking. Y'all don't have a clue. Link in bio. Check out the full video of 10 minutes of Q&A. Actually, let's see what the Q&A is. I mean, if I'm going to make fun of it, I got to go look. And I mean, the thumbnail is him with three lobsters on him. Like, and just looking. What? I mean, I don't even know who this guy is. I'm going to be honest. Him pulling lobsters? I mean, hell yeah, dude. That's awesome. And this guy rips it. He gets lobsters. Broward County, Florida.
All right, so we are midway through our trip down to the Keys right now. We're all hungry, need a dinner. All
right.
Here we go. Let's go to PDQ. Pull up here. It was closed. Carbo gets out.
This guy looks so high, and also vlog number one. 28,000 people will watch this. I guess people want to know what's going on. My first threesome. What? I don't want to watch that about that. Who is Tyler J. Cameron? American television model. Cosmopolitan. He was on The Bachelorette. Okay, yeah. Season 15 of The Bachelorette, yeah. So it's like these hot dudes just go on the show and then all of a sudden people are like, I want to follow your entire life. And you know what? I would do that show in a fucking second because, hey, man, that's all people fucking care about now. You got to do what you got to do, and more people should be listening to the show, and we know that. And if you guys are still listening, rate and review, obviously. But let's just see.
His foot popped down. He's upset. As that happens, the guy comes out. He's like, yo.
Maybe this isn't the Q&A. Whoever is the editor is just super talented. That's what someone... Where's the Q&A, dude? The Cameron... Oh, here we go. The Cameron... No, this is the trailer. Oh, yeah, here's the... Y'all don't have a clue.
Y'all gonna see me pushing myself to the limits.
Oh, dude. Oh, I hate
traveling
this.
The world, experiencing different cultures.
Oh, so had to put the cultures thing in.
To achieve some of my craziest goals yet.
Oh, dude, I hate this fucking... Just snatching. Oh, just looking like, I'm the fucking sickest dude in the world.
I'm gonna face my fears, and yeah, I'm gonna fail at times.
It's this bullshit, like, humble, and yeah, I'm gonna fucking fail at times. Cut to me in 3 years having this exact same thing. I'm gonna face my fears, see different cultures, because I love people that aren't white, dude. I'm gonna go on this, and you know, the thing about me is that I accept all cultures, but if you see all my friends, they're all gonna look the same as me. And if you see my girlfriend, she's definitely gonna be white, dude. And if you see me where I'm actually staying there, it's definitely gonna be in a compound, not surrounded by the local people, but whatever, dude. And I'm going to fail sometimes, and sometimes I'm going to call someone one race when they're really the other, but it's okay, dude, because you can fail. I just like, what, I guess everyone just wants to be, oh, here's the 10-minute Q&A.
Wait, what's this? A wild toilet cameraman in his natural habitat at Jupiter, Florida. One of the most eligible bachelors in all the land. Toilet cameraman.
What the hell are y'all doing? Why are you talking like that, brown bear?
What are you doing? I don't know, dude. You told them to drive down the street and then pull up on you like that.
I'm not really too sure, but let's just go with it. You got 10 minutes? We can do some questions real quick?
Yeah, I got some time for you.
Right, oh, he's so jogging?
Who's the last person that you called?
We'll just say my brother.
Okay,
Well, Just, oh my God.
When was the last time you cried?
I want to watch the movie About Time.
What is your go-to karaoke song?
Same Girl by Usher.
I heard you and Matt do that one time. A classic.
Classic.
Classic, classic, dude. Yeah. Let's answer all these questions that I already wrote the perfect answers down to. And this is the 30th time that I've run and did this. And hey, Tyler, dude, if you're watching, which you definitely aren't, bro, come on my show, dude. I'll get the fucking reel you out and we'll talk shit. But this is way too forced.
What is your favorite album of all time?
Goodbye and Good Riddance by Juice WRLD.
Dream Job.
Is that the one that he... I don't know if I believe that. That's your favorite album too? I'm sorry, dude. RIP to Juice WRLD, but that if that's your favorite album. He's definitely just saying that because I don't believe that. Whatever. I'm not trying to hate. It's just so funny to see. This is the opposite of Love on the Spectrum. That's what this is. This is the opposite of Love on the Spectrum. All this shit, dude, is scripted, rehearsed, not real, and he's just putting on all this shit to try and be like, look how normal I am, okay? Michael, on the other hand, is not like, look, he's just like, look at me. This is what I think. This is how I think the world works. Bam. And that shit is the real shit. And that's what I'm going to end on, dude. I don't need to keep going and hating on this guy because sometimes people are like, oh, why are you hating all the time? And you know what, dude? It's not that I'm hating. I think it's just good to make fun of shit like that because that's also my job, right? And I'm not going to keep apologizing for my job. I'm a comedian. I make fun of shit. But be more like Michael. Be less like Tyler J. Cameron. I would love to have Michael on the show. He probably will never do it. And I'd love to have Tyler on the show, dude, because at the end of the day, I also will talk to anyone, dude, and I'll get the fucking real you out of you, all right? That's what I like doing. But remember, we just go into this week, be more like Michael, be real, be sincere, stop trying to force things to work, be yourself, and we'll talk to you soon, Zekos.